Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Kelly Clarkson, and this is Miss Into Podcast.
The Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast, talking all things, and to you.
Here is Jeremy and Pam.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Miss Into Podcast, the Kelly Clarkson Fan Podcast. My name is Pam.
And I'm Jeremy. Thanks so much for being with us again this week. We always get super excited whenever we get a chance to do a fantasy draft episode. And we were talking off air that it's been a hot minute since we've done a Kellyoke themed fantasy draft. And so we're back again to do yet another Kellyoke fantasy draft. We're going to only draft songs that have been sung by Kelly Clarkson on the Kelly Clarkson show. And none of them can be Kelly Clarkson originals. So these are going to be all covers. And I cannot wait to see how this all shakes out. And Pam, we have two very awesome, excellent, wonderful Patreon members that have joined us today for the show.
Yes. Welcome back to the podcast, Dan. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Hello. Great to be here again.
Great to see you again. We saw you in Vegas. And yes. Hopefully we'll see, I don't know if Vegas is happening, but hopefully we'll see you again soon in person. Yes.
I have a feeling sometime down the road it'll happen again.
For sure. And brand new to the podcast, we have Raven. Hi, Raven.
Hey, how you doing?
Raven!
Good. Thank you so much for joining us.
So excited to be here. Thank y'all for having me on. And I'm ready to compete like Kelly would.
Amen. So I remember, I think it was in last week's episode, I think. Yes. I think I had said we were going to be doing a March Madness thing. Now, here's the thing. Number one, this is coming out in April because production schedules change. Number two, Jeremy was like, Pam, I don't know how we could actually do March Madness audio style.
Yeah, it's very visual.
So, and I don't know sports. So let's just do a fantasy draft, Kellyoke. And you know what? We haven't done it for any of the songs from season five. So we figured that's also a nice little change from the last episode. So Jeremy, can you, for our listeners who are sports deficient, I don't know, like me, can you explain how this works?
Yes. So we are going to create sort of a team, if you will, of Kelly Clarkson songs, in this case, all Kellyokes, and each person is going to go around round robin style and pick out their songs. Once we have all of our lists of songs, we will let the listeners vote on who had the best draft. Now, obviously, you were going to want to pick the best, the favorite, the most popular Kellyokes first, because you obviously want to build a really strong team of songs. But obviously, when we have this many people all picking songs, it's all very subjective. You're going to have different people who really like other songs that people don't like, or songs that other people have completely forgotten about are going to get picked by others. So it's really all up in the air as far as to which songs are going to be chosen. And we'll go again in a round robin style. We're going to do a random pick here in just a second for who gets to go first, second, third, and fourth. And we move in a snake style. So it'll go the first person, second, third, fourth, then fourth, third, second, first, second, third, fourth, and so on.
Okay.
So it's really great, to have the first pick in the draft because you have the choice of every single Kellyoke that's ever been done. But at the same time, sometimes it's great to have the fourth pick because you will always get two picks right in a row. So you have a better chance of maybe grabbing a song that you really, really want.
Yeah. And they're what? 12? They're 12 rounds with a 13 bonus?
Yep. We'll do 12 rounds plus one bonus song.
Okay. I got mine on my phone because I am not home because I broke my toe. It's fine. But if you see me looking at my phone, it's because I have a picture of my notes because I didn't bring my notebook with me. We're thriving, y'all. We're thriving. I want to give a special shout out to Dan. He's wearing is that the My Band Y'all shirt?
My Band Y'all. Well, it's all the different names.
It's a touring band shirt.
Oh, that's touring band shirt. Touring band shirt. Yeah. I couldn't tell because I just see Kelly.
I gotta say, I've always wanted to have a shirt like this because, you know, any of the bands that I love, but I haven't bought one yet. And the time was just right. It's like, this is the shirt now. I'm going to get this one. So thank you for having it.
Thank you. If anyone ever wants merch, I was telling Raven earlier, the beauty of our merch, which you can find at Miss Independent Miss Independent. Oh, God. Hey. Miss Into Podcast. Ooh, Freudian slip there. MissIntoPodcast.com is that it's all print on demand. So it's not going anywhere. It's all like once you order it, then they make it. So
oh, that's even better. Yeah.
So it's not going to sell out unless for some reason they like don't have your size anymore or color. But yeah. Anyway, so buy whenever you feel like it. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it.
All right. Are we ready to pick our draft order?
Let's go.
All right. So I'm going to designate everybody a number, one through four. And when that random number comes up in this random number generator, and you're going to have to trust me. I can't like swing my, I can't swing my monitor around. So Pam, I'm going to put you at number one. Raven is going to be number two. I'm just doing this absolutely randomly. I'm going to do me at number three and Dan number four.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to generate our first number here, and the first pick in the draft goes to number one, which is going to be Pam.
It's always Pam. Yeah.
No, Pam's always first. I'm always first or I'm last. It's always one of the two. Yep. It's one of the two. Don't worry. I cannot fix sober during this round.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah. All right. The second person to draft is going to be number three. That's me.
Are you sure you didn't rig this?
I'm absolutely sure I did not rig it. I'm sure. All right, the next one is going to be Dan, and then Raven is going to be fourth.
Yes.
All right. Woo!
Solid.
So it goes Pam, Jeremy, Dan, and Raven. That is our draft order.
Okay. This is going to be competitive, and I'm excited.
Yes, yeah. I'm excited too. All right, so we have our draft order. It'll be Pam, Jeremy, Dan, Raven. So that means with the first pick in the draft, our Kellyoke draft for 2024, belongs to Pam. You are on the clock.
I am choosing violence.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. My first pick is Lose Control with Teddy Swims.
Woo.
Right.
I
feel like that's a solid one. I had a pick.
All right. I've got the second pick, and I'm going to go with, I don't know if anyone would have even picked this one, but I'm just going to pick it anyway. Because I love it so much. I am going to go with All the Man That I Need by Whitney Houston.
Oh, all right.
No, you go. Okay.
You do that. Sweet. I don't think anyone was going to pick that. But good for you.
I'm going. I did absolutely no prep. Whatever comes to mind, whatever my heart tells me, that's what I'm going with. And you can't go wrong with Kelly doing Whitney Houston.
No. Although I was supposed to see it live during my taping last week, and then they didn't do a Kellyoke. Oh. And they were like, we're going to do it for a closed set. And then I think, like, I don't know if she was sick or what, they ended up just not doing it. So if you guys were expecting I Had Nothing, Kellyoke, didn't happen.
No!
I think it will eventually, just when, like, maybe her voice is a little bit stronger. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, it's fine.
All right,
Dan. You got to be ready to do that song. Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, okay, perfect. So I kind of went, well, okay, when I was doing my research, the one song that kept coming up was one song that literally I've seen so many times, and I get choked up every time I listen to it because it is my favorite Christmas song, and it may be kind of weird going Christmas first, but I'm going Oh Holy Night.
Oh, that's a good one. Ooh. And that's tricky because we said no Kelly songs, but that's not an original. That's a cover, so that counts.
I debated, and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, this fits. This fits. That so, works. Yeah. So thank you.
Oh, my God. She does it so well.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Raven, you've got the next two picks.
All right. Out of my top 40 category, I'm going to go with my first pick, Whitney Houston, Queen of the Night.
Mm. Ooh.
Excellent. We have a lot of Whitney representation already.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I know. She can do it.
She deserves it.
I don't feel nobody else is authorized to do it but Kelly. All right, and my second pick, still out of the top 40.
Raven did categories.
Yeah, Raven was very prepared.
Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry.
Don't be.
Very melodical and methodical. But we're going to go still top 40, season 3, Viva La Vida, Coldplay.
Mm.
Oh,
great one.
That's a good one.
Whenever she does Coldplay, it's so good. Yeah. It's so good.
It's an experience, I promise.
And you know the band loves doing Coldplay with her too, so
yeah.
Yes.
You know it's going to be a good one. All right, Dan, back to you for the next choice.
Is I just wanted to ask, is there a requirement that we have to have a song from every season?
Nope.
No, because I didn't make note of what's what.
So. Nope.
Okay. Okay.
Wide open.
Just one. So staying with season 5, a pretty recent one, and I love that she's embracing all genres, including the indie pop, indie folk kind of scene. I'm going with My Love, Mine All Mine by Mitski.
Yes.
Ooh,
I was kind of surprised she knows that song.
Right, right.
I mean, I know it's like it was like a viral TikTok hit, but like she's not a household name.
No, I love her, but to have it kind of was a surprise that she threw that out there. So good on her, good on the band.
It's a great choice.
All right, I've got the next choice, and I'm going to go with one that at the time of our recording is getting a little bit of publicity and is kind of the hot take right now. I'm going Wide Awake by Katy Perry. I loved this arrangement. I loved what they did with the song. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. I knew that was going to go early.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that Katy Perry commented on the Instagram post, was like, well, I can't sing this again.
Yep. Yep. Saying whatever.
She gets it.
She said the quiet part out loud for every other artist.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, Pam. Two in a row for you.
Okay. My first one I'm going to pick, I think it's season 3 or 4, is Survivor by Destiny's Child.
Mm. Great one.
Good score. Good score.
Love that one.
Good score.
Okay, so that's the end of round two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So far, no violence yet, huh?
Well, I thought the first one may have been a little violent, but maybe not. I thought it was going to be. Because it's just like the most recent, like huge, crazy viral hit. But anyway.
I would have gotten to that one eventually had you not picked it.
Eventually? Oh, wow. Okay.
It probably would have been like 6th or 7th down my list.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I like the strategy, Jeremy. Good stuff there.
I'm going to be on the same wavelength as Raven, and I'm going to go with the Kelly-Oke EP kind of thing. Surprise, surprise. I'm picking Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish.
Yes. Nice.
It's just so good.
Yes.
It's the best.
It's so good. I want to see it live so badly. I know she only did it the one time, but
can I just say, by the way, that first of all, I can't listen to the Billie Eilish version anymore because it's, I mean, with all due respect to her, that is now a Kelly Clarkson song.
Exactly.
Second of all, this is very unrelated to what we're doing here, but I was listening to the Disney Hits channel on Sirius yesterday. And they played Happier Than Ever. And I'm like, how are they playing this on Disney Hits? And what context was it in a Disney movie? Because I don't know that.
Well, was it like, first of all, I'm assuming it was a radio edit.
Oh, absolutely. It was.
So okay, good.
Does Radio Disney still exist? I wonder if it's kind of like, so it might be like that. Because I remember growing up with like Radio Disney, they had like a lot of the top 40 songs all edited to make them squeaky clean.
Mm-hmm.
Like not Kidz Bop, but like. Yeah. Just a little bit above Kidz Bop, so I wonder if that's why. Because she's, you know, the Gen Zers and the Gen Alphas love her.
Yeah. Mm. And usually that channel stays to, like, songs that are specifically used in some way, shape, or form in a Disney film or a TV show or something. So that's why I was like, where did this ever show up? But if somebody knows, let me know.
Disney employee.
Yeah, one rogue Disney employee. All right. Well, you got a solid start there, Pam. I'm starting to feel the pressure already. All right. So the song I'm very like attached to season 5 because I think season 5 has been a really, really good season for Kelly-Oke's. And there's a couple I want to choose here. And there's one of them I think I can get away with holding off on for a little bit longer. So I'm going to take this next one now. I'm going to take Shelter by Ray LaMontagne.
No! No, that was going to be my next one.
Nice. Y'all are swinging. I love
it. He's choosing violence.
I love when I get that reaction out of Pam. Anytime I can steal one off of her list.
Thank God this is an audio podcast.
All right, Dan, you're up next.
All right, so this one I debated whether to keep it lower maybe because I don't know, but I didn't know what mindset all y'all would be coming out with. So I just thought I better get it now because it's my favorite one hit wonder of all time. And it's probably one of my favorite songs of all time. And I so love that she did it. She did it so well from season 2, You Get What You Give by New Radicals.
Yes.
Ooh, nice.
That's also one of my favorite songs of all time.
Oh my. I
pound it.
Pound it.
It's so good.
And she did it. I was watching it, and she started away from the band, and then as she's coming to the band, she does this little twirl, and then she just looks like she's having the best time. And that's that song just gives you so much good energy, mm-hmm. and I can listen to it every single day. I love it.
I remember, you know, this is not me being political, but I remember the Biden inauguration. It was all virtual because of COVID, I think, or mm-hmm. maybe, I think so. Yeah. Anyway. They reunited and performed on TV. I was like, what year is it right now? I mean, it was great, but oh. I was like,
I missed that.
I was like, am I seeing New Radicals on my TV in 2021? Like, that seems a little odd, but it was cool. It was really cool. So,
yeah.
Great, great pick.
Thank you.
Raven. All right. Raven All right. with two in a row.
All right. We're going to, I'm going to give a nod to the Swifties with this one from season one. You need to calm down.
All right. That was a good one. Raven may have won.
I picked that because I mean she was feeling herself in that one, and there was a lot going on in her life personally and stuff, so she was like, you know what, I'm gonna have a song that, you know, that reflects that. So in my second pick, I think we're going to go top 40 but old school. We're gonna do Borderline.
Mm.
Woo, from season two, baby. Because you dedicated that to Jason. I thought Aww. That was cool.
Oh, yeah. That's
a nice pick.
Good pick. I like that one. All right, Dan.
Perfect.
Pick number four right. for you.
Well, I was stressing because two Whitney songs have already been picked, and I thought maybe I should move this up, but I'm so glad it's still here. So I'm going to go Whitney. I'm going Run to You from season one.
Excellent choice. Yes.
I love when she does that.
Oh,
yeah.
That gets also, me too.
There's no such thing as too much Whitney, by the way.
I want to ask on her karaoke, the sax player, wasn't that Kyle's dad?
Yes.
I think so. Because okay. I think he played on the record.
Right. Did. Right.
Yep.
And he also played on I Will Always Love You, I think.
Yep. He's the sax yep. solo on that song.
Very casual.
Awesome.
Yeah. Still one of the more wild stories that we have unearthed on this podcast was the fact that Kyle's dad was Whitney's sax player. Just wow. Still blows my mind.
That's All right. Awesome.
So for my fourth choice, I am going to go with a song that she had been known to do on tour years and years ago, and then she brought it back for a karaoke, and I think it stands as one of her better ones. I'm going with Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes.
Oh,
yep.
Yes.
Yep.
It is March Madness. I get it.
It is March. Well, it'll be April Madness by the time this comes out. I love her version on the talk show because she actually brings out like a marching band.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
That was so cool. And this was season one, I think, right? Or two?
It was
early because she was yeah. in the audience.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It was very early. Season one, I think.
I think it yeah. had to be one.
Mm-hmm.
Good pick.
All right, Pam.
Okay. I'm going to pick one that was a karaoke, but I think went even more viral in Vegas. I'm going to pick A, B, C, D, E, F, U by Gale.
Yes, I had that.
Yes.
Sorry, Dan.
Saying that with no. so much conviction.
I'm like, A, B, C, D, F, U? Like, yay. Great cover, obviously. And it was better in Vegas, obviously, because she didn't have to be censored. love it. Okay. So I start next, correct?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go similarly to Dan, and I'm going to pick a Christmas song because why not?
Ooh.
I'm going to pick DJ Play a Christmas Song by Cher.
Good.
It's That's so right good. Yep. I rewatch that now. Like, I don't care if it's March. I will watch it now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Like, oh, it gives me all the feels.
Yeah, that's good. That song has no business being as good as it is.
No.
None.
All right. My next pick is going to be very, very obvious because
I know.
Just by saying that, Pam's going to know exactly what it is. This is pretty much my all-time favorite karaoke.
Three words.
It's three words.
Okay, I got it.
Sounds like. This is my all-time favorite karaoke. I mean, it made the record, and it's still just absolutely slaps to this day. Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead.
Yep.
And if I'm not mistaken, Pam, Rolling Stone called it her all-time best karaoke.
Wow.
Well, I love the cover. I just don't want to listen to Rolling Stone ever because
fair. 194. That's fair.
But yes, we will. Faith Plastic Trees is an amazing cover. So we will give it that.
I have figured out, at least in my head, that the people that run Rolling Stone's social media are an entirely different group of people, probably even in an entirely different hemisphere than the people that write for Rolling Stone and yeah. do the dumb rankings of best singers of all time. Because the people on social get it. They're constantly talking about her Kelly-okies, and they were probably the ones that put this list together that they had recently. But yeah, I understand. Rolling Stone doesn't always get it right, but in this case, I think they did. All right, Dan, round five for you.
I just want to say we need Blender to come back because, man, they gave her props all the time. Ooh, and I love Blender. That magazine.
Yes. She was on, what, three covers, yeah. I think? Something. I think she did she did the very last one.
She was on the cover of the very last episode, or issue, rather.
All right. So, again, this is another one I thought maybe I should wait on. But again, it just because of the band and the song, I have to pick it. I have to have it on my list. Love Fool by The Cardigans from season 2.
Nice.
I love that song.
Dan is swinging.
Dan and I are very musically compatible. I just by sure. seeing your list.
Mm.
Cool. Well, for my picks, my first one out of my pick, I'm going to go with my birthday buddy. I share a birthday with this artist. From season 1, How Could an Angel Break My Heart, Toni Braxton.
Ooh, when's your birthday?
October 7th, 1979.
Happy belated or early birthday, depending on how you want to look at it. Yeah.
Absolutely. In fun fact, I sing a lot of Kelly in the car. And
don't we all?
Range, I'm a D natural, so I'm literally her bottom third.
I don't know what that means, but I'm happy for you.
Yes.
I have no idea what that means.
All the music people out there would be like, oh, wow. Yeah, because Kelly sings in A sharps a lot.
Oh, so you have a more alto?
Well, it's almost a second tenor, first tenor. It's deep.
Sure. I'm surprised I even know alto versus soprano.
See, Pam, give yourself more credit than you do.
That's due to like middle school choir that I was forced into.
So. Yeah. All right, and I'm swinging for the fences here because, one, I love Vegas, even though she didn't do this in Vegas, but I love the guy who made Vegas famous. We're going to go season 2 my way, Sinatra.
Yeah.
My neighbor. Ooh. My neighbor. He grew up. He was born in my town.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Right, there's a big plaque of everything being like, Frank's. There's a huge, like, nice little plaque. It's blue with a star on it, and it has everything. Yeah.
Frankie, baby.
Frankie baby.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
There's a statue. Anyway.
Love those classics.
We are in round 6, and Dan's got the next pick.
Oh. Well, Pam, I'm so glad this is still on the board, and I'm sorry if you have this. because I know how you love this band. It's my favorite song from the Foo Fighters, Times Like These.
Woo-hoo!
You know what?
Dang.
I was going to say something earlier in the episode. I purposely didn't choose any of their songs because I didn't want to be the most predictable person ever. So I am so glad that they're getting the credit they deserve. So great job, Dan.
Thank you.
Because like I put them on every single list and it's like, yeah, Pam, we get it. So I'm like, let me take them off. I'll do something different. So yeah. Anyway.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. I appreciate you.
Well, speaking of songs that are usually on Pam's list, I feel like I'm going after Pam specifically on
you or Rob always does.
Yeah,
I probably asked for it.
My choice is gonna be Ariana Grande, Seven Rings.
Mm.
Oh, I don't really love that cover.
You don't?
Ooh. I don't love that song to begin with.
Wow, why do you think he's dead?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's bad. I just like, I'm not a huge fan of the original. I mean, Kelly's cover is amazing, but it's definitely not one I would have picked. So sure.
Okay.
These opinions are not based off of missing the podcast.
Yeah, right? Yes. These views do not represent every person on this podcast. No, yes. Listen, Ariana, I finally learned how to say her name. I mean, at the beginning of the podcast, I was like, Ariana Grande.
Yeah, you were very Jersey about it.
I was very Jersey. Ariana. No, she's extremely talented. I that's not one of my favorites by her.
Walk amongst fun. Yourself.
Talks amongst yourselves. Imagine if I spoke like that. Oh, God. Okay. Jeremy's amazing. Like, you do. Okay. So it's my turn.
Yep.
Okay. Let me see. Let me go look. I think I'm going to pick. I don't remember what season this was. This was either season 3 or 4. Ring My Bell by Anita Ward. Make It Swampy.
Yeah.
So as they said, Make It Swampy.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that cover.
I think I remember last time we had a draft that was freshly done, and we were quick to grab that in the first or second round because people were still in love with it. It was great. That's a good choice.
I love how drastic it is from the original. Like, it is, they're basically two different songs. So I think
that
they did a really good job, like, reproducing whatever.
Making it swampy.
Arranging it, making it swampy.
Okay. Swampified.
Swampified. It's like Spotify. Swampify. Yeah. Okay.
Meanwhile, you say that and I go to Debrat. I'm just like, it's like Functified. I'm too old for everybody. Everyone, no
I
one
hears.
No, no I mean, I'm too young.
I'm the oldest one in the room.
No, you're not.
Well,
no.
Dan's got me beat by a little bit.
By quite a bit, actually.
Dan, when were you born?
66.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my Lord. You don't look it ever.
No, you
don't.
Thank you.
You're aging wonderfully. And I am just showing how young I am. So,
yeah. See, that's all right. But Pam, you got an old soul. It's fine.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I'm 77. So I'm like right in the middle.
Oh, Jeremy, you got me beat by 2. Damn.
I do.
Oh, 79, dude.
There you go.
93. All right. Anyway.
Nobody looks that old. Nobody looks that old.
No.
I look 18. It's fine.
All right. Next pick, Pam.
I'll guard you.
Let's go with I Want to Get Better by Bleachers.
Ooh, nice.
I love this cover. It's so good.
Good.
I remember you talking about it.
It's one that I wouldn't have expected to like be like that good. I don't know. Anyway, Jeremy.
All right. I'm going to go country for my next selection.
Ooh.
And I mean, she kills it every single time that she does one of this man's songs. And this one is, I think, the best. Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
Mm.
Yes. Kills it.
Every time.
Mm.
All right, Dan.
He loves him.
Yeah. Right. I had a feeling I wouldn't be able to pick that one.
Yeah.
So this next song is, I feel like it's kind of out there, but it kind of gets to me. So despite her technical abilities and her range and everything else, the one thing that has always gotten me that I love her more than anything is her tone. And that's just natural. You can't you can't fake that. And when she does a song like this and she does it straight away, like the recording, maybe it's time. They don't have time to reimagine it. But I prefer that because I love to hear her tone on these songs that I already love. So I'm going with Season 3, Adia by Sarah McLachlan.
Ooh, nice.
Good pick.
Because it was pretty much done straight, you know, just like the recording, but hearing her voice, it chills. I just can't even get enough.
That's one I definitely forget about. So good choice.
Excellent choice. All right. 2 in a row for Raven.
All right. We're going to go Kelly Speaks category. That means I feel that she's speaking to the crowd and audience if you pay attention. Season 3, Ike and Tina's River Deep Mountain High.
Wow.
Ooh.
I think I was there for that. Was that during premiere week?
I think so, yes. Yes.
I think I was there for that. Yes.
It's
that
amazing.
That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I love when she does like...
It's a great choice.
I love when she does stuff from like every... I love when she does stuff literally from like every decade.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It's,
yeah,
it's nice because like, she easily could just do like... 90s, 2000s, 2010s.
80s, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she pulled that way out of the stratosphere. Good job. All right, my second pick. Going country, buddy. Going country. I got to go Trisha, Baby I Lie. That duet. she is having so much fun on that song. You could just see it. It just permeates through the screen. And it looked like she was having a rough day that day. So I'm glad Trisha was there to help her.
Oh, that's excellent. All right. So Trisha Yearwood for you, Raven. Dan, you got the next one.
Wow, I'm up already. Okay, so I would love her to sing every song on this album, but from season 4, it's Put Your Records On by Corinne Bailey Rae.
I think she's going on tour soon, just FYI.
Yeah, yeah, I keep seeing it come up.
My friend's like, you want to go? And I'm like, I only know that one song by her. Like, should I listen to the album?
Oh my God. Absolutely. Her first album is just, it's the best.
Okay.
It's actually what I kind of, when she kept talking about Meaning of Life, it's kind of what, it's kind of what I thought it was going to be. I was kind of hoping, I guess, and it wasn't really, but oh my gosh, if she did an album with those kind of songs, man, I'm in all the way.
Good stuff, Dan. Good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am really trying to get out of season 5, but there's just,
you don't
so,
have to.
I know, I know,
she's
but
like,
there's
I'm
just,
trying.
There's
don't
so
pick the one I'm picking next. That's all.
Because there's so many, there's so many great songs that she has done this season that I'm just like, how does she keep topping herself? I'm gonna go with "Vampire" by Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh man, that was on my list.
Oh, great.
She needs to do more Olivia, the upbeat stuff, because she's only ever done the ballads, which are amazing. Don't get me wrong, but I'm like, listen, like. That, you know, Olivia is what Kelly was 20 years ago, you know, the early 20s pop rock girl. So I'm like, Kelly, just bring it out. Do another. Yeah. So one day.
Yeah. Yep. Good stuff.
Okay, Pam.
Okay. My turn. All right. I got two. My next one is going to be She Used to Be Mine from Waitress.
Oh
yeah. That's a great one.
Got me, Pam. Finally.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, though. But that's a hell of a song.
It's
good
so
stuff.
Good. Mm-hmm. So good. Even more reason why Kelly needs to do Broadway one day.
Yes.
Please.
I agree.
In the near future, not like 15
years.
Yeah,
ago. Not now, but like before
or
I'm
right
50.
Now, yeah.
Before I'm 50. Anyway.
Okay.
All right, now we're starting the 9th round with Pam.
Ooh, we're moving and grooving.
We are flying.
Okay, my next one is a very recent one that I cannot stop watching. It is 1985 by Bowling for Soup.
Yeah.
Yes. I know Jared. I know Jared personally.
Do you?
Yes,
really?
Oh my gosh.
He does
next
country.
time you see him just being like, yo, that Kelly Clarkson cover. Wasn't it great?
Oh, he knows, right?
He did that video, but oh man. I don't know why. I guess just like that. To date myself, that was a song from my childhood, and it's just it made me so happy. I was like nostalgic for my like preteen years, so to speak. But the really scary part is if you think about like the time difference. So that song came out, I think, like 2004-ish to 1985. That's what, 19 years, if I'm doing my math correctly.
Oh. Yeah,
19 years ago, 2005, y'all.
Oh. Yeah.
I know. I was like, I feel old now.
Well, then who was it? Was it Fall Out Boy that came out with a song called 2005? Somebody came out with like an updated version.
There's a song called 2002, I think, Anne Marie or Anna. I don't remember her name. It came out a few years ago. I don't know what I'm saying. Maybe Fall Out Boy did too.
I think I'm also thinking Fall Out Boy redid the Billy Joel song. So I think that's who I'm thinking about. But I feel like somebody came out with like a 2005 or something to sort of. They did that same math for Bowling for Soup. All right. I'm finally getting out of season 5, and I'm going to go one season back, season 4.
Oh, boy.
I really, really love when she covers this artist because Florence and the Machine is just a killer live show, killer on record. So I'm going with the season 4 performance of Dog Days Are Over.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, excellent.
Great one. Yeah.
Very, very nice.
I think she'd fit right in with Florence's style. I think I'd love her to do more.
Yeah.
They would do really well on like a slow, like, I don't want to say a ballad, but like more like a slow, like building up song. Or even like when Kelly did the cover of Heavy in Your Arms, I feel like the two of them would do really something really cool together as a duet. That would
be
Yeah.
Well, and the Shake It Out cover on the Stronger Tour was just, I mean, chef's kiss.
Oh yeah. Good stuff. Good stuff.
All right, Dan.
All right. Well, I wanted to go back to season. I wanted to pick a song from the quarantine era because it's just amazing how they were able to put those together.
Yep. Yes.
With everybody in different places. But so I'm going with one of my favorites, Stay by Lisa Loeb.
Nice.
Great Lisa song. Loeb. Have you seen the cover that Dave Grohl did with Greg Kirsten?
Yes.
It almost snorted. That's funny.
Raven, have you seen it?
I did in passing by accident.
It's so Dave basically dresses up as Lisa Loeb, but then does like Screamo as well. Like does the very like, you stay, whatever. And then just Screamo version. It is the funniest thing ever.
He didn't do that as part of his Hanukkah thing, did he? Or was that separate?
No, he did. He was did. It
okay.
Because I guess she must be Jewish. So I think he's doing like the 8/9. So it was 8 covers by 8 different Jewish artists. So
right.
That was one of them. Mm-hmm. I think that was in 2022.
Yeah.
So. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And Greg Kirsten, who's worked a lot with Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
It was nice to see that name.
I really wanted to have them do that again this year. I was really sad when they didn't do that during the holidays.
They didn't.
I know. Yeah. That was a bummer.
Yeah.
All right, Raven, you're up.
We're shooting here. We're going to go a top 40 song that I love because I love the show that this song was on. From Grey's Anatomy, season 3, Chasing Cars, Snow Patrol.
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic.
Good one. Tell you,
that is the bomb biggity. Love it.
Great choice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And my second choice out of rarities. Category, season 3, Vincent by Don McLean.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Love that performance so much.
Yes.
God, I forgot about that.
I didn't know that song at the time. And like, I think I like only knew like American Pie. But then I heard it and was just like, this is brilliant. And then you realize, oh, it's literally about Van Gogh. Like, oh, yes. It actually makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember hearing it a couple months ago on the original on Kelly's Sirius channel. And I was just like, I know this song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great pick. Good job. I kind of bummed I didn't pick it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yeah. I feel like because it's so classic and it's like the melody of it, it almost shouldn't be considered pop, but more of like a standard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like an American standard. You got it right. Yes.
All right. Dan, back to you.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with one of my favorite artists. And this is going back a ways. Well, it's the 70s. I'm going with River by Joni Mitchell.
Ooh. Oh. Nice.
I had to get Joni Mitchell in there.
Yeah.
There was no way I was going to walk away today without it. So.
Ooh.
Good job, Dan.
Good one.
Boy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Something I'm doing on this prep in my head, and I'm like, oh, I got so many choices, and I don't have enough picks left to pick all of them. I'm gonna go. God, I'm going back to season 5.
Okay.
I cannot help myself because I thought that this was so fun. It was almost weird, but it was fun, and it was another one of those covers that she did where people were just like, wow, she really can just sing any genre and steal any song from any artist. And this is sort of I would almost argue this is a little bit of a slightly forgotten song from this artist because she's had other really, really big hits. I'm taking Let's Get Loud by Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That was good. That was good.
And I can't remember. I'm sure she did it before. But I just think it is baller status when you perform a song by someone who is the guest on your show that you are right about to bring out.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm surprised J-Lo like gave her the clearance to do that. Like, yes, Kelly, sing my song better than
Yeah.
And J-Lo is not going to not do that. That's just good business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, she's probably like, you know what? I can sacrifice that song from my set list. Like, it's fine. Yeah. I got other hits.
Yeah.
She knows that she just relinquished that song to Kelly now. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's Kelly's now.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All righty, Pam.
My turn.
Round 10 and 11 are yours.
Dun, dun, dun.
All righty. I'm going to pick. My first one is going to be Patti LaBelle, New Attitude.
Ooh.
I think it was one of the very first ones from season 5. And I just think it was just fire. Absolutely. I think that's the one they brought Paul Schaefer
in,
I think.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, it was so good. I think that was.
Well, she has a new attitude, so it just fits.
Yep. New attitude, cool. Right. New city. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
And my next one, I'm gonna go with a band that actually has opened for Kelly. I'm gonna do "Show Me What I'm Looking For" by Carolina Liar.
Ooh.
I know
it's
you
not
love that.
One that most people think of, but it I love the way it builds. It's a forgotten one. It's very good. At least I think so. So
very nice.
Anyway, Jeremy.
All right, boy, which of these to pick? They're two very sentimental classics, two favorites of mine. I don't know if I want to round out with these two picks, but maybe I just might. You know, you can't go wrong with Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to do her cover in season 3 of Jolene.
Mm. Ooh, I was hoping you weren't going to say the 9 to 5 version that her and Dolly released.
No, 9 to 5 almost seems like too easy of an answer. Not to say that Jolene is not.
Yeah.
But I love that song so much. And just to hear Kelly do it was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice.
All right, Dan.
All right. So, you know what? I have to just say real quick, I have to give my props to Jeremy. So, Pam, you mentioned Carolina Liar, and I saw them on the Stronger Tour. I saw them in Vegas opening up for Kelly and the Fray. And I was super excited that day because it was my first front row concert ever, not just for Kelly, but ever.
Nice.
And then I find out a couple of weeks ago, I know, Jeremy, you were there, but I didn't realize you were there for a meet and greet. So I was just like, oh, he won up to me. I got to bow to Jeremy. I'm there in the front row, but Jeremy's over there meeting
but
Kelly.
But listen, so awesome. You had the front row for a couple hours. He met Kelly for approximately 30 seconds.
Yeah. So. I mean, the clip that I played on that episode was the entirety of the meet and greet. So it's not like we were chilling backstage.
I would have still trade places with you in a heartbeat, in a New York heartbeat or a New York minute. Okay. Anyways, let's see. Round 11. Oh, okay. So this is just a song I really love, and I think it's underrated. "Somewhere Only We Know" by Keane.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Good job, dude.
I was listening to the original on loop the other day. I forgot how good of a song it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is definitely.
What happened to them? Are they still around?
That I couldn't tell you.
I think they broke up for a while, and then they've gotten back together, and I think they either were planning to or they did make a new record. But yeah, there was a time I was really, really big into Keane. I got a couple of their records, and I've seen them in concert. Had a really nice chance to see them in like a small radio lounge setting, and got to meet and spend a little bit of time with them. And they were so talented. So yeah,
That's awesome.
I hope they are still out there making music because that's a great underrated band.
Yeah, Dan, great pick.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that was definitely in my Kelly Speaks.
No,
awesome. It wasn't one I was going to pick, but it was in my rankings. So good job, Dan, on that one.
Oh.
All right, Raven, you've got round 11 and 12 to fill
here. Ooh, it gets a little juicy right now.
Yep.
I'm going to go season 4. This song should have been in the Kelly Speaks category, but I put it in the powerhouse. Meaning that she just totally delivered, had emotion. I think she was crying in the end of it. It just, you didn't see it down her face. But that "Glimpse of Us" by Joy. Come on now. Or Joe Joy.
Yes.
Yes. "Glimpse of Us."
I had in my tops. Yeah.
I remember this one.
So emotional.
You should see it.
That's a great one.
At the end, I think she was all right until about the end. And I think it triggered a memory. Oh my goodness. Yeah. You're not crying. I'm crying.
I'm crying. I have to check that one out. That was probably one that admittedly I probably watched on Twitter when it came out. And then I was like, okay. And then I never thought about it again.
And for reference, that is season 4.
Season 4, yes.
Season 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful song.
Season 4, yes. All right.
One more.
And might as well, since we're already talking about triggering moments, let's talk about season 2. With Jake Hoot, "I Would Have Loved You."
Jake Hoot.
Yep.
Yes. That song.
She looks so good in that video.
Oh my goodness, yes. Yeah. Yeah. And the thing she was going through, I mean, that I mean, it's like when she said in Vegas about the Billie Eilish song, she said, "Why are you in my life? Get out of my life." That song at that time, in that moment, yeah, that was all there. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Excellent. All right. Dan, you've got your 12th round pick here. Just a reminder, we've also got our bonus 13th round.
Yes. I am so happy this is still on the board. Because it was my introduction to garbage, as it probably was for most people. But I'm going season four, Angry Kelly. Well, you know, alt rock Kelly. Only happy when it rains.
Yes.
Yes.
Pam, how did you not take that?
Do you know how many options there are? I have like five right now that I'm toying between, and I only have two left.
But again, like the last time we did one of these, I mean, I think that was one of your top three picks.
I'm also try not to pick the ones from last time because I want to keep it fresh.
I feel that. I feel that. Well, and we've got a lot more new ones to pick from as well.
Yeah. They are so good live. I saw them open for Alanis. It was like
same here.
Show post COVID. Oh my God. And I think Kelly's former stylist Candace also styles garbage, which is kind of cool.
So. Yes, she does.
Shirley Manson.
She does.
Pam, I saw the same lineup, but it was back in 1999.
That's even cooler. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, that's garbage heyday right there.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Pam was a pipsqueak back then. May have been in like first grade. It's fine.
All right. For my next selection, this is the other song I was kind of leaning on. I was like, man, this is such a sentimental favorite. I had to do it. I just called to say I love you, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah.
Stevie, yes.
All in the feels.
Yeah.
Goodness.
All right. Now, great Pam, choice. You have reached your final selection. So you're going to get to pick round 12 and your bonus choice of round 13.
All right. It's very hard. Again, I feel like I'm choosing a favorite child here, but got to do it. My last pick is going to be Hands Clean by Alanis Morissette.
Mm.
Ooh, yes.
Right.
I mean, I could have picked every single Alanis song that she's covered, but I figured I'd limit it to just the one.
And there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. Thank God. We love it. We love you for that. Yep. And my bonus song is going to be Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance.
Ooh.
Right.
Jeremy, what's with the face?
I feel like, was this your bonus choice last time too, or was it like, I know you picked this one last time, or maybe I did.
I think you did, Jeremy.
Did I pick it?
I think you chose it before I did.
Mm-hmm. And you just lost it.
Yeah. Well, I got it this time. It's fine.
Oh, man.
All right. Your bonus.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy. There is just, I mean, I want to put like 18 songs in this one selection. I should just stay on brand and just stay with season 5. I may not love this selection, but
then why are you picking it?
Well, I don't know, because there's something about it that like it's sticking out. I mean, I'm sitting here literally staring at the title. Like, should I pick this? Is this dumb to pick? You know what? I'm going to go ahead and pick it anyway. I'm going with Like Eating Glass by Bloc Party.
That was actually, I was considering that for my bonus, but I'm like, I feel like not enough people know who Bloc Party is. So I was great cover. And they liked it, which I was like, very like, surprised.
They did it really well. They did it really well. Cause it's kind of a, you know, really super upbeat, and they nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus it's not like a band. They're not really doing, I don't even know if they're together now. I mean, they were really popular like 20 years ago, but anyway.
All right, Dan.
Okay. My bonus is I'm just going to, just the performance just blew me away. I love when she does these kind of songs, and she looked amazing that day. I think she had it was either her green or her red dress. The green dress. Mm-hmm. Right. It's Love by Nat King Cole.
Oh, yes.
Season 5.
Oh. Yes, I think that was that the Valentine's Day episode? Week maybe?
It was during the holidays.
I think it was during the holidays.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She was in green that day.
Yeah, good. It's hard to. I'll. Yes, I'll I'm just trying to.
I have a lot of comments, but I'm going to keep them in.
I'm just like saying yes. That image will always be etched in my mind. So.
Good choice, man. Good choice.
All right, and thank Raven, you've got the final choice of our draft.
Woo! The pressure. There's so many.
I mean, you got like 500 songs to pick from.
I know. It's crazy. You know, just because of quality and nostalgic value, it's going to come from the rarities category.
Perfect. Perfect.
Because I just think it was the most elegant thing I ever saw. Season one, You'll Never Know, Rosemary Clooney.
Mm. Oh, excellent choice.
Yep.
I just had to throw great it choice. Out there. That's such a beautiful thing.
Anytime she does any of those, like,
oh yeah,
standards, so to speak, it's just a lot of them I don't know, but I fall in love with them. Mm-hmm.
I want an EP at least of standards. I would love it. If not a full album.
Please.
Yes.
Can we get a Kelly-Oki of just standards?
Yeah.
Like, I just want like piano bar vibe, like jazz bar vibes, yes. Like something just very soothing.
Just her and Jason.
Yeah.
Yep.
Doing
yep.
The thing. Yeah.
Love it.
I'm so mad because I just came across a song that I wish I would have picked, but I saw it too late. Only You by Yazoo.
Oh, okay.
You know the song if you've heard it or if you hear it. Oh, dang it. I wish I would have thought to pick that song.
Well, that's why we prepare, Jeremy.
That's why we prepare. Yes, you're right.
We got our pages there.
You're right.
We didn't only postpone this a solid week already. So you didn't have multiple weeks to work
I had
on
time.
This.
I had a chance.
No, it's fine.
All right. So I'm going to run us down and relive everyone's selections here.
Yeah.
I'm going to start with Pam. Pam went with Lose Control by Teddy Swims, Survivor from Destiny's Child, Happier Than Ever from Billie Eilish, ABCDEFU from Gail, DJ Play a Christmas Song from Cher, Ring My Bell by Anita Bell. Anita Ward. I wrote that wrong. I kept thinking Bells. Anita Ward.
That'd be funny if her name was Anita Bell.
That would be funny, anyway. Yes. I Want to Get Better from Bleachers. She Used to Be Mine from Waitress / we'll even give Sarah Bareilles some credit for that one. 1985 from Bowling for Soup. You've got New Attitude from Patti LaBelle. Show Me What I'm Looking For from Carolina Liar. Hands Clean from Alanis Morissette. And Welcome to the Black Parade from MCR.
That's all a right. Solid lineup.
It's a good lineup.
That's a great one.
It's a good list. I'd buy that album.
Same here.
All right.
I'd buy the album.
I'd buy that for a dollar. All right. Very random reference that not many people are going to get. All right. Here's mine.
RoboCop.
There you go, Raven. All the Man That I Need from Whitney Houston. Wide Awake from Katy Perry. Shelter from Ray LaMontagne. Seven Nation Army from The White Stripes. Fake Plastic Trees from Radiohead. Seven Rings by Ariana Grande. Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton. This is a good list. Vampire from Olivia Rodrigo. Dog Days Are Over from Florence and the Machine. Let's Get Loud from Jennifer Lopez. Jolene, Dolly Parton. I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder. And Like Eating Glass from Block Party.
That's another really good. I
would definitely buy that.
You know, going back and looking at my list after I wrote it down, man, that's actually a really good list. I'm very happy with my selections.
For pulling that out of thin air.
For me, honestly, yeah. All right, for Dan's selections, he started with Oh Holy Night, the standard. My Love, Mine All Mine from Mitski. You Get What You Give from New Radicals. Run to You from Whitney Houston. Love Fool by the Cardigans. Times Like These from the Foo Fighters. Adia from Sarah McLachlan. Put Your Records On by Corinne Bailey Ray. Stay by Lisa Loeb. River from Joni Mitchell. Somewhere Only We Know from Keen. Only Happy When It Rains by Garbage. And Love from Nat King Cole. Dan, I'm obsessed with your list.
I love this. It's very
coffee house, baby.
Very 90s. I love it.
There was a lot of 90s in there, yeah.
There is a lot of 90s in there, but Dan, you and I are very musically compatible. I mean, that's an excellent, excellent list.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
And finally, we have Raven's List, Queen of the Night from Whitney Houston, Viva La Vida from Coldplay, You Need to Calm Down from Taylor Swift, Borderline by Madonna, How Could an Angel Break My Heart from Toni Braxton, My Way by Frank Sinatra, River Deep, Mountain High from Ike and Tina, Believe Me Baby I Lied from Trisha Yearwood, Chasing Cars, Snow Patrol, Vincent from Don McLean, Glimpse of Us from Joji, I Would Have Loved You from Jake Hoot, and You'll Never Know by Rosemary Clooney. This is going to be a hard choice.
That's a blend. That's what you call the blend on.
That is eclectic. Yeah, right? That is eclectic.
Ravens is very eclectic, and I love it for that because, I mean, like you said, like the blend on Sirius. I mean, this is the Kelly Clarkson connection right here. That's your list, right? I mean, that's an hour and a half on the Kelly Clarkson connection right there. I love that. Man, this is going to be a hard choice, you guys.
I know. So, as always, you can find us on all the socials, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I'm calling it Twitter because it's Twitter.
Yeah.
And you can vote there. Vote once on each channel. Just comment whose draft you like the best. And we will reveal our winner in next week's episode. And should we just do our little spiel now and keep Raven and Dan on the call?
Absolutely, we should.
All right.
They've earned it. They put in the work by like picking all these songs versus me, who just like pulled them out of thin air. And now, I just showed up and did the least. And now I'm sitting here regretting like half of my choices.
But you're probably going to win.
It could literally go anyway, honestly. I will admit, there have been drafts that we've done where I get off the call and I'm like, I have this like in the bag. Like there's no way I lose. Like I had the best. This one, I literally cannot tell you who's going to win because I have no idea.
It is up in the air.
Yes.
Yeah.
First and foremost, we want to say thank you very much to Dan and Raven because they are two of our Patreon members. And we thank you so much for your guys' support of us on Patreon. We certainly do appreciate that. And if you haven't signed up yet, please go and become a member on our Patreon. We've got four different levels that are tailored just for you. There's something for everybody at every level. And we would certainly hope that you would find something that you would like and that there's some benefits that you see there that you say, hey, that is definitely something that I'm up for. So you can find that link. And also the link to buying our merchandise, like we mentioned earlier in the episode, you can find both of those at missintopodcast.com.
Yes. If you listen on Spotify, please consider leaving us a rating there. And you can also comment on specific episodes on the app. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please consider leaving us a rating and review. Next week, I think we're going to have a fun interview.
Yes.
Yes, with someone from Team Kelly, which if you are a addicted subscriber on Patreon, you're able to ask this person a question for our episode. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. Dan, Raven, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me.
It's so great to see you again, Dan and Raven. It's been, I feel like we know you so well because you interact with us so much on social, and we really appreciate all the love and support that you send. So thank you both for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. This was so much fun.
Yay!
Yeah.
Hell yeah. And to all of our listeners, we will see you next week. Bye.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening to Miss Into Podcast. Miss Into Podcast was written and produced by Jeremy and Pam. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you'll be the first to know when a new podcast is posted. Find us and continue the conversation at Miss Into Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Find more at missintopodcast.com.